it's been very cold for us, like everybody else. But in all seriousness, we got we were in the indoor on Tuesday, so we had a real good session then on the Tuesday. But yesterday we gave the players off, and then today we're searching for venues to train, and you have to be creative with the sessions that you do, and hopefully tomorrow we can get on a bit of grass in preparation for Saturday.
You must be flying on the back of that terrific win last weekend.
Well, not just the terrific win, the performance as well from it. You know, to go down to Portsmouth and play the way we did was very good from the players. But they're in a bit of a run. That's five games unbeaten now, and you know they've got to keep this momentum going.
Is that the key thing, that you've got a little bit of a head of steam going now to try and keep it going?
Yeah, you know, I think throughout the course of a season, we started off very well, and you know, built up momentum, and then we've had a bad run in between where the momentum was going the other way, but you've just got to stick at it and stick in there and keep working hard and keep the belief, and the players have done that, and they deserve all the credit they're getting for the last couple of performances.
How much does that come from you, though, that the ability to keep the belief and to keep going? I suppose the last thing that they want to see is you with your kind of your head down, that type of thing.
Well, I think that's your role. That's when you're called upon. But the players themselves knew that they were better than what we were getting, and the best way to do it was to keep working hard on the training ground and not feel sorry for ourselves. And you know, they've done that, and they've been terrific, you know, every day in training. And then they've got the rewards, like we say, in the last couple of games. And, you know, they deserve an enormous amount of credit because of, you know, obviously there's been well documented the things that are happening off the field here, but they've never used it as an excuse. And they never will, you know, they just, some of the things that they have to contend with from at time to time, but they just get on with it and, you know, concentrate on the football. You know, when we've gone away and the players see a better pitch than at this moment in time what Bloomfield is, then, you know, I think that, you know, gives them a little boost. But no, there's not. I wish I knew exactly what it was that I could pinpoint it to, because we wouldn't have the problem that we've had at home for the last 8 or 9 games. But they know that the way they've gone about it the last couple of home games is the way to continue to go about it, and that's keep working hard and keep fighting for every ball, and then make it happen for ourselves. You know, we're not going to be relying on anybody.
I understand how the way you want to play, and yeah, you've got an idea of how you want to go about playing football, but do you have to adapt that a little bit when you're at home because of the state of the pitch?
Yes, we do. It's no secret, you know, everybody that comes in, and we had to do it in certain away games where the pitch wasn't, you know, how we would have liked to play our football. But yeah, it is about adapting, and we've done that, or I tried to do that at home especially. And we've got to keep doing that whilst, you know, the pitches aren't as good as what we want it to be here. But, you know, that's something for the end of the season to, you know, address and try and put right for next season.